It's almost the equinox, almost spring, but not so fast. In some places, it's still snowing, which causes us to ask and to inquire, when was the last time you honored your snowplow driver? Robin White visited the town of Allegheny, California, and met the man who keeps its 145 residents connected to the outside world.
Snow level dropping to around 3,000 feet this afternoon.
Chains or snow tires are required this morning on I-80 over Donner Summit, on 50 over Echo Summit.
And a winter storm warning is in effect through tomorrow for much of the Sierra, including the Lake Tahoe region, where forecasters predict more than 2 feet of new snow could fall.
It's very misty outside. It's like some primordial forest out of a fairy story. That's me driving into the town of Allegheny looking for Jim Buckby, who's the keeper of the mountain roads here. Allegheny's a little gold mining town, home of the oldest hard rock gold mine still operating in the United States. It's a ramshackle collection of houses and rusty old cars in a snowy landscape, stuck on the side of a deep canyon. The road into town goes over a ridge 5,200 feet high. Jim Buckby is a man with a belly and a twinkle in his eye, and he's the one who keeps it open.
It's a mighty fine snowplow you have there. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
Good.
So, hey, here we are. This is fun.
Yeah.
Is there a seatbelt there somewhere?
So you can look off in the canyon off to the side there, and it's pretty much straight down.
You're telling me.
So when we've had a warm spell like this, our berms all get melted away. So this is when you really have to be careful, because we're plowing right on the edge of the road. There's only about 3 feet of good solid ground before it gets soft and it can just pull you right on over. Watch your step going down.
All right.
Oh. When you're out there plowing snow, there's certain things that you see constantly, and so they just start digging into your soul, you know. And when I wrote the poem, we were discussing all the different counties and how they do the snow removal. And the biggest thing is when you're working a day shift and then you switch to a night shift without any sleep. So the whole thing is geared towards surviving another night. And it just started clicking. I just started writing, and it was like, wow, hey, that sounds pretty good.
111, 106,
go ahead.
Yeah, we got a car off the road up here. Guy wants us to help get my hand pulling it out. Use a big truck for this one.
Oh, wow.
I got going too fast. One night I was just really bored, and I was doing a back-to-back shift, and it was snowing really hard, and so I recited it over our radio. All of a sudden, they had all these requests coming in from different areas that had picked it up on their scanners, wanting to know where it came from and if they could get a copy of it. So I started sending these people copies of my poem.
Another Night by Jim Buckby. When the snowflakes fly and the wind blows so cold, it's a sound of steel that curls my toes. It's a long night ahead, and that's my foe, as I drop my plow and head down the road. I only pray that my lights will be bright. As the snowflakes dance, I strain at the sight. But my chains bite deep into the ice, and I look for that guiding light that makes everything all right. The snow piles high, but that's all right, because I'll just hit it with all my might and shove it over to the right. The sky finally lightens, and I know it's all right, because I just made it through another night.
Just a small little town. Way up at the end of a road. What an office, huh?
Our feature on Jim Buckby, the snowplow guy, was produced by Robin White. Thanks to Duncan Lively and Jeff Howitt at KXJZ in Sacramento.